Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Are you happy with the status quo in Oklahoma City? Do you like the direction our state's been going? Then you should stick with the career politicians and their empty promises. Conservatives are ready for a change. Real change. The kind of change only an outsider can bring about. Kevin Stitt started a business from scratch, right here in Oklahoma, and built it into a success that employs hundreds of Oklahomans. He'll work just as hard as governor to deliver accountability to state government, and he'll start by auditing every state agency. He'll post state spending online for all to see, and Kevin Stitt will fix the budget crisis so we can secure the pay raises teachers deserve and fund our schools so our kids get the education they deserve. Face it, we've tried the career politicians. We've heard their empty promises. Let's give a businessman a chance. For a change, Kevin Stitt for governor. Oklahoma's turnaround starts right here, right now.
Paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Crop and livestock producers likely to learn today how the Trump administration will be allocating up to $12 billion in aid to offset the impact of retaliatory Chinese tariffs on the U.S. farm sector. That's the word from Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Just a few days later this week, USDA is expected to lower its forecast of farm exports because of the trade war and to update its forecast of U.S. farm income, now estimated as the lowest in 12 years. While in upstate New York at the end of last week, Secretary Perdue said that details of the tariff bailoff will be available shortly. The White House indicates that they've been reviewing the USDA proposal for cash payments to producers. Secretary Perdue said that up to $8 billion will be paid out directly based on farm production this year. A USDA spokesman said the payments will begin right after Labor Day, as the secretary has always said. Agency officials said in late July that a portion of the aid money would be spent on purchasing excess foods for donation. A small amount also would be given to trade groups to develop new foreign markets for U.S. farm exports. There's been talk that we could see as high as $1.65 a bushel in aid for soybean farmers, and other crops and livestock operations would see far less money in supports. Speaking of the Trump tariff trade wars, the trade war between China and the United States seems primed to worsen as the government's failed to make progress this last week in 2 days of negotiations. Sources close to the negotiations indicate now that the Chinese officials that were involved in the talks have raised the possibility of no further talks until after the new U.S. elections in November. The two countries were engaged in talks this last week for the first time since this past June. A big day tomorrow for the election cycle in Oklahoma. It's runoff day for the primaries from June of this year. 7 statewide GOP races, including the one for governor between Kevin Stitt and Mick Cornett. You've got 1 Democratic statewide race for Corporation Commission, 1 Libertarian race for governor. Lots of other races to be determined as well at the congressional level, state legislative level, county level. Be sure and get out and exercise your right tomorrow and vote. The 34th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo in the record books, and the champion ranch for 2018, the Buford Ranches out of Hominy. They won the championship for this year's Ranch Rodeo. Reserve champion, Whitmar Ranch from Delaware, Oklahoma. Once again, the Ranch Rodeo benefiting the Children's Hospital Foundation here in 2018. That's been the selected charity since 1997. You've got farm news on Ron.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains top hard graze and grain wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
More farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.